coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Wanted to play that twice just to make sure people got that, folks. Congress could have saved all American taxpayers bazillions of dollars by just having Steve Quayle. Call Steve Quayle and have him there. 20 years ago, when, you know, a bazillion dollars really meant something, right? Of course, I'm joking about the amount, but what I'm not joking about is the fact that this is what Steve has been telling you about. Now it's disclosure time. Why now? Well, Steve's about to tell you. Steve Quayle is my favorite person really on the planet. I'm telling you, he's my brother, although he'll deny me at family reunions. And but I'm telling you something. He is right on the money with this. He called this. Everything we're seeing today, he called. With me now is Steve Quayle. I don't want to take a moment away from Steve, but except to say, if you're not getting his private intelligence briefings, you're missing out. Folks, please do me a favor. Private intelligence. Go to stevequayle.com and sign up for his private briefings. The truth about what's really going on. You would have known about this a long time ago, okay? You would know about what's going on in the money system. You'd know about everything this is worth, its weight in gold, or maybe even, what is it, rhodium or platinum or whatever. Whatever's even more than that. But I'm telling you right now, this is something that I cannot do without, and I suggest if you have the income, sign up. Please sign up. That and the Q files as well. They're all good. And, of course, all of his books, stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for joining me. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug. And if we don't start standing up, speaking out, and defying the coming lockdown, defying the controlled narrative about UFOs and unidentified aerial phenomenon, we're going to basically be nothing but a floor kill with blood flowing out of every orifice of our body. Now, here's the deal. The entire hearing that we're watching that you played the 14 seconds of, this is a controlled narrative and a contained narrative. Again, the gentleman testifying, of course we have alien bodies. You heard Jesse, my director of the Gen 6 Antiquities, the guy that's out in the field. By the way, he's not a wannabe Crocodile Dundee. He's not a wannabe, you know, explorer. This guy's a real get into the most dangerous parts of the world. And by the grace of God, he knows how to pray before he proceeds. And all of the listeners that are believers in Jesus Christ who pray for both his safety, my safety, and the team's safety, I can't get my cameraman to come on because he doesn't want to come on, you know, publicly. But he signed an affidavit saying, Steve, when we're down in Mexico and I'm getting into a town where they're cleaning up the bodies of eight guys killed in the vicinity of Tula, you know, and that literally happened. They're staying down the hotel right off, I guess you'd call it the slaughter road. I mean, he said, is it okay for me to be here? I said to him, I won't. Well, his name is Vinny. I said, Vinny, you're in safe hands. You couldn't be in better safe hands than you are right now because Jesse knows that territory. Saying all that, Jesse was taken a 3-hour blindfolded drive, stripped of his cell phone, and, you know, put in a pretty much a contained RF bag and driven to an area where there was a levitating craft, UFO. That incidentally, Doug, some of our glyphs, and I've showed it on your show before, we have the instructions on how to fly those things. Not me, but I was going to con one of the best pilots I know in the world. Not con him, but get his interest. I mean, you can fly anything in the world. He said, you know, maybe I can get him to fly something out of the world. The story was real. And just recently, there have been people seeing now aerial phenomenon that will start out as orbs and shift into almost a meteorite-like or an asteroid-like, more of an asteroid, exoskeleton. So the Hagman listeners, during the time of our fundraiser, you heard Jesse in person. I'll tell you one thing. That man fears God too much to lie. But he also has been dealing with the orbs, O-R-B-S, off of the Baja. The Baja is the area where the most, how should I say this, the largest joint alien U.S. secret government underwater base is in the Coronado Islands. But it's called Cornerstone. Isn't that interesting? So all of the original releases of the F-18 fighter pilots were coming from that area. And what's interesting is that when we broke the news on your show, there were a lot of angry pilots going to the Navy saying, why aren't you guys telling us this? And it was a big deal. I'm not trying to make something more important than it was, but if you're chasing stuff that supposedly there are no answers for, and there are specific answers, how would you feel? Would you feel that you're flying the most expensive aircraft in the world, but your government doesn't trust you? And if your government doesn't trust you, what are they trying to hide, cover up, and cover over? So we're talking about the orbs, or what we're calling today is orbituary, not obituary. That's which is written up after someone dies and, you know, tells a life and tells a death. But we're talking about the coming orbituary of the human race and how it's already in before our faces in a lot of movies that are out there. For instance, and we're going to show people the actual orbs and the different forms in some of the movies that people are familiar with, like, for instance, Independence Day, the second version, 2015 or whatever, and The Sphere with Dustin Hoffman, which, by the way, was written by Michael Crichton. It was his 16th novel. And I don't believe anybody was more ahead of the time as a fiction writer than Michael Crichton. He did The Andromeda Strain. He did so many pre-event happening books that, in essence, you know, when he passed away, a lot of the information he had. Now, I can't tell you where he got it or why he got it, but I want everyone to understand something. All of Hollywood has been prepping you for this day that is now happening before us with movies featuring spheres and orbs, and all over the world they're being seen. And even when Jesse was on one of the latest trips into Mexico, or the last trips, basically, Doug, there are so many orbs appearing. And when, you know, it's easy for smart rear ends of donkeys to, I don't believe that stuff. You know what? They can get to the point where they will basically be seeing stuff, they'll be hearing stuff, and supernatural entities will be manifesting before them. Now, why am I telling people this? Because Jesus warned us that the gates of hell were going to open, but they would not prevail against his children and the people that God's children, that Jesus had redeemed. And so, who, you know, that those of us who put our faith in Jesus, we're not fools. Those who deny God, but then want to say, well, the aliens created us. Again, I want to tell people there is nothing beautiful, even in the seduction of evil, with maybe the exception of Lilith, the night hag. And no, I'm not talking about the woman that ran for president. There's a reason for me saying that. It's not just that I don't think she's very beautiful, but the point is that Lilith the Night Hag was a witch, a real witch. And probably if people don't understand that, how do I say this? Seduction always has the beautiful side before it has the deadly side. So that's why today we're talking about orbs. And now, Eric, would you put up the WorldNet Daily article? Just, I think it's important that people understand this. And leave it up, please, Eric, as I talk through it. Doug, massive economic implications. Tech Titan launches new currency with global ID.
And folks, if I can interrupt you, Steve,
yes,
folks,
please,
you know what? Read this. I've been listening to you for years. I understand what you're saying, but I had to read this like two or three times. I don't know whether it's because of me or because of the way it was written, but the bottom line was, to match it to what you're saying, I had to read it more than once. Feel free to do so. The link will be at HagmanPI.com. Open up today's program description box. And by the way, while you're there, follow us on Brighteon and please Rumble. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, I think it's important. And if Eric, you'll leave that up, thank you. And I want everyone to read the byline, okay? The byline is the bottom line. And I think that's a good statement. Placing orbs around the world that scan people's irises to discern whether they're human. Now, Doug, when you read that, you took a double take, did you not?
I did. Yeah.
Explain to the people what you see, because you're the investigator. What's the incongruity of that byline with the massive economic implications? That's the thing that jumped out at me. But what happened to you when you read that? Or what was the response that you had in your brain?
By implication, this means that they walk among us, simply put. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's by implication from that one particular from the iris retina iris scan. That's my view. Okay. That's kind of like the bottom line, and then from there, there's numerous other aspects to this. But you, do you know what I'm saying? In other words, they're admitting that some of the people that we see perhaps on TV or in Congress or they're not human. Now, am I wrong on this? Because I want to ask you.
No, you're perfectly justified. Here's the thing. The Bible tells us, and thank you to the living God for making it clear, even the fallen angels can present themselves in different forms, especially human form. And what we're seeing the demonic infestation and takeover of human bodies and a lot of the political figures that are out of this world evil. And I think what's important now, Eric, would you put up those orb pictures, if you would? First of all, the one that this Tech Titan is showing, because I'm going to show people something, how we've been set up. Okay. No, not that one. The white one with the gold stripe out of the, I think it's a fort. There you go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the similar, not identical, but I mean, an orb with a line around it. This is specifically the one that is patterned after. Now, there's also, Eric, a shot of a gold band around this. And I think I sent it to you the fourth fourth email I would have sent to you. That's directly related to the Tech Titan that we're talking about. Again, we're putting this, ladies and gentlemen, into the context of aliens, extra dimensionals, not necessarily extraterrestrials. Now, Eric, if you would go back to Independence Day, that was the one with the cool blue thing, and go to panel. I don't know if you got the directions. You know, I don't know how busy you are, but I said, yeah, scroll down, if you would, to panel 2 and panel 8. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Sorry about this. Keep going. Keep going. Still keep going until we get to the orb. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. Still go. I think we're coming up. And let's see. Da, 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 da. Okay. Here we are. If you'd leave that up for a moment. This is 1 of 8 of the second series. Notice the orb, Doug, in this is almost identical to the one you just saw. The one you just saw, by the way, is not out of this movie. But what's fascinating, and I wish you could find it, Eric, not I'll find it and resend it to you. Now go down to 8. Scroll down to 8, please. Keep watching, ladies and gentlemen, the center of your screen. Okay, right there. That's 8. Notice the implication, Doug. And this is not BS, you guys. You're seeing headlines in WND, World News Daily. I think it originally appeared in the Daily Caller, but he got it from someplace else. But what you're seeing is this artist, who, by the way, is fantastic, the interaction with all of the different, if you will, dimensions with the Earth. The Earth is in the left-hand corner, just so people know. And the interaction of these fields is showing that, if you notice this, the giant sphere, pay attention to this, the I call the exo or outer sphere containing interlapping sphere fields. Boy, this is a mouthful. The sphere, and then it's affecting Earth. Okay. And Eric, do you have that one picture of the gold rimmed orb? And I don't want to belabor this, but I've got to make
sure. I think that appeared underneath the headline of WND.
It did. If you could even pull that up and blow it up for the people. It's important that people see this. My basis of contention, Doug, is that Hollywood has prepared us. There you go. Thank you, Eric. Now, look at that. World verified at orb. Just the corollary, the similarity, and the band around the middle is what I want everybody to understand. If you look at the control button back there, verified at orb. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is so you understand what, and I asked Doug this in the email. I said, Doug, this is crazy. What does this have to do with central bank digital currency? Maybe nothing, but a world currency based on a world coin that's looking to identify human beings, humanity. Well, that leads me to believe, like the series V on television about the aliens taking over the Earth, and they have human looks, but when you start peeling the alien skin off them, they're basically lizard people, or what we would call, you know, basically the dragon people. This plays an important point, what I just said in dragon people, because again, reptilians and dragons throughout history are absolutely always linked in sync. Now, Doug, we talked before this program. I hope people are following me. Is this simple to follow? What I'm saying is it's almost, pun intended, out of this world, that why would people be using alien imagery from multiple movies talking about the war that's coming between the aliens and humans, and the story behind the alien AI in Independence Day 2 is the fact that it was a race of humans or human-like beings that evolved into, you ready for this, a singular Borg-like structure. Borg was Star Trek, but this is, in essence, shedding earthly creative bodies for a techno-biological presentation of supra-intelligence, S-U-P-R-A intelligence. Dustin Hoffman's The Sphere, which was based on Michael Crichton. But Doug, interestingly enough, this is going to blow everybody's mind. It was a B movie, probably Z movie, but if anybody was born in the 50s, you know, I'm a 1951, there was a movie in 1958 called The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Do you know what the Attack of the 50-Foot Woman was about? A giant alien in a sphere that takes the woman and basically blows her up, pun intended, to his size. In other words, and then turns her loose. Alien sphere lands in front of a car. The girl is driving the car. She's beside herself. It's kind of a combination of Alien meets your cheating heart. The woman in the car that is abducted by the alien, a sphere lands in front of the car. There's a picture of it. I don't know if I sent that to Eric, but it's called The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. And it was basically the woman is driving the car to find her cheating, I guess you'd say, womanizing boyfriend. That's the plot of the whole movie. The alien blows her up. And for those days, it was kind of risque. She's in kind of a, I'd say, 1958 bikini. And she's looking to get even with him. That's the whole movie. But the spear on the road is the first time in movie history that I can find that the orb was presented in an alien context. I'm not saying that's 100% true, but it's the only truth I can find as to 1958. So fast forward, 42, that's 65 years ago. And 65 years ago, Hollywood's presenting the orbs. And then in the TV series, the most telling TV series concerning orbs, follow me, ladies and gentlemen, it's presentation that we are watching the setup right now is that, oh, there you go, you found it. And thank you, Eric. Man, Doug, you're blessed to have Eric.
Amen to that.
The point is that Battlestar Galactica, when Adama, as in Adam, when they're looking for a new world because the old world is created, this Lucifer-type entity, I think it was Patrick, I don't know if it was Patrick McGoohan or Patrick McNee, both of them were British, but he comes on as a shining one, and he's surrounded by all these orbs, and that's the first time that I remember, and I could be wrong there too, but here is the point I'm trying to make, and then we'll go on to the next subject. The point is we're being set up, ladies and gentlemen, through this hearing. This hearing is absolutely so three-ring circle-ish. The man who's telling the truth is telling the truth. I got involved in this stuff almost, 40 years ago. Maybe, 40 years ago. And I hired older people that long ago who were in the NSA, and actually two of them, and they taught me how to look at the headlines and see the signature of the control press back then. That's pretty impressive. So God in his faithfulness, God in his graciousness in helping me to become, I guess, who I am, whether people like that or not. Hey, I'm his workmanship. You don't like me, take it up with God. My goal is this, is to inform human beings that you're being systematically destroyed. My goal is to inform human beings left alive that their only safety and deliverance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So back to the latest orbs that were seen, I think, in California. Colin, God bless you for sending it to me. But Doug, it shows literally in a sequence of four panels, and I'll see if I can find that before the show's over, of this meteor-like spacecraft going either in or out of its cloaking. And this is what I want people to understand. This is why the extrasolar asteroid called Uma, that's as close as I can go on that name, has gotten the interest and attention of some pretty bright Harvard physicists, not just Harvard too, but I'm talking astrophysicists, because the interception, when I say extrasolar, that means it came from outside our solar system. The Oort cloud between Mars and Jupiter, that's within the solar system. So everybody asked me, well, where did all the fallen angels go? And where did all the parenting of the giants go when their children were going to be destroyed? Well, they went off planet or they went into the planet, the inner world or the exterior world, in order to escape God's judgment. But the return of that extrasolar asteroid, maybe you can pull it up, Eric. It's called Uma, O-U-M-O-U, something like that. Uama, you know, and there's no chitty chitty bang bang on the end of that. The bottom line is that it intersected with the, and I don't want to lose anybody here, with the orbital point of where Lucifer's planet, Rahab, Astra, they, has many names, where it would have been destroyed at literally either hundreds of thousands of years ago or a million years ago. And when Greg Evans and I had the very last talk we ever had, Doug, I want to give God the glory. And I do miss my brother so much. But the thing is, that's what he was going to talk about the week I was going to bring him on when, unfortunately, he passed away. He wanted to tell people what he had seen on Mars. Greg's bona fides are beyond question. Green Beret, a lot of stuff he wants. Thank you, Eric. Man, Doug, I'm going to give you some money, give him a raise. I'm serious.
Thank you. He'd like that. Okay.
Yeah, that is Uama. You know, so what I'm saying is now this was taken when it was first noticed. This extra solar out of our solar system coming in from, you know, the point of, how should I say this? The return point. I don't know. There's the trajectory. And what you would have seen here is that you're seeing such an amazing fingerprint of extra solar intelligence. This does not match the standard asteroid behavior. It doesn't. So when Jesse was in Mexico, taken blindfolded, and by the way, again, that's a real story. He said, Steve, we can have this thing for $1 million. And I said, you know, I just can't. I can't go to my friends who can write checks like that. And because there's too many questions I can't answer. And Doug, the same CIA, the same people that followed Jesse every place, they were there with $1 million. They tracked him. And look, we use as much reasonable security, and Jesse's an expert at it, but we can't beat spy satellites. We can't beat the most organized, highly funded. $1 million to CIA is like a penny in your pocket. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And what happened, right as you see Mars passing screen left, Eric, can you back it up and start it again? Thank you.
It's
right there.
It's on the loop, brother. It's a,
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's perfect right there. That illustrates it. Because, again, if you notice position of Mars, you would also notice that it's not showing Jupiter, but that's where the Lucifer's planet. So back to Greg Evenson. See, I'm going to stay linear. That's what he wanted to come on and talk about, Doug, before he passed away and the Lord took him home. He gave such detail, but for the record, the detail he gave was of the crystalline giant pieces of crystal, like the Mexican crystal cave, which has got the hugest quartz crystals ever identified. But he said, Steve, the whole, I don't know if it was the northern pole or the equator, it would have been the northern pole. He said it was a field of some of the most beautiful crystals. People have got to understand. That's why I'm going to blow people's mind with this. I don't care. But that's why all the world's leaders go down to the Antarctic, because that's where Lucifer's throne room is, in the Antarctic ice. That's why you've got Pope Francis down there. That's why you've got Arturo Sosa, the black pope, down there in Antarctica. That's why you've got Obama down there. That's why you've got everybody who's gone down there, the world's most powerful people. And Doug, what's interesting, that's what Greg was saying. It was like Lucifer's throne. Those are my words. But he said, Steve, there was structure to the crystals. So if you understand, Rahab was a planet of Lucifer before he rebelled. And, you know, we Jesus gives us words. He saw him fall from lightning, which the SS, the Nazi signature, and the Nazis made agreements with the prince of the world. And this gets into so much stuff. So let me come back to the reality of this. Who would have ever thought, and I didn't, that even the central bank digit currency that's going to be proposed, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the lying propaganda press, the whores of total controlled narrative, they're prepping us for central bank digital currency. God will not allow the devil to do anything that the devil doesn't tell us about. They're talking about total control. They're laughing about it. Janet Yellen's laughing about it. The lady that's ahead of the European Central Bank, the French woman, I can't think of her name right now, not the beauty pageant winner. The bottom line is that they're talking about it's control. And then you've got Jabba the Hutt unmasked. That's the biggest man I've ever seen in politics. And I'm talking Jabba, okay, saying we're going to control everybody. And that's not even Darth Vader's lookalike twin, Klaus Schwab. I mean, we're talking real people here saying we're going to control everything. And then you go back to Klaus Schwab. So how, and I want to throw it back to you a minute, Doug, please. How does anybody put an orb that has been appearing in movies since the attack of the 50-foot woman, you know, and then forward from Sphere, also Contact with Jodie Foster. Also, I'll see if I can find it, but we had a picture that we used in some of the presentations of Branson of showing like a gyroscopic device that would spin into an orb. And that's the transfer mechanism between dimensions. So I want people to understand this. When I use the term alien, I'm not talking about the standard grays or necessarily the Nordic blues or the Palladians or the whatever they're classified. I'm talking about fallen angel technology that has been controlling the world since Adam and Eve have fallen, and both before the flood and after the flood. Now, next week, Lord willing, when Jesse comes on, we're going to talk about the factor of the oceans and the abyss, because the abyss is something that's even terrifying to the fallen angels. It indicates a place of their captivity until they're released. And I can't even begin, I don't have the words, Doug, to put into context the evil we see now is beyond our ability to even grasp emotionally, let alone spiritually. But what's coming is worse. Now, I'm not saying this to frighten anybody, because Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and both, you know, creatures, even especially scorpions in the book of Revelation, but also through every instant of men coming under attack. Enter the dragon. That's not Bruce Lee. The dragon. Imagine this. Imagine the entire controlled planning of the Chinese citizenry through their ESG scores, social credit scores, is not of earthly origin. And imagine that China got accelerated treatment, both financially from the West, i.e. the Wuhan lab virus, funded by that lying devil Fauci, in my opinion. And I think it's proven that he's lied, you know. There is the immediate acceptance of the aliens because the Chinese believe they're the descendants of the dragon. Look it up on Wikipedia or Wikipedia at your own leisure. Look up the Chinese history. And so what I'm saying right now is this. We're coming into a time, and Doug, you know, I sent this 35 years ago, when the Lord gave me a word, tested against time. He said, Steve, tell my people the day is coming. I said this on KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado, 30-some years ago. 35 years ago, I said it too. So it's that 35 years old. But here's what he said. Tell my people, those are Christians who are believers, not in name only, not, claimants, that the day will come when they will not be able to trust their eyes or trust, they won't be able to trust what they see or trust what they hear. They must look to me. And who would have known about, and I didn't know about it, all of the advanced digital fakes, all about ChatGPT, because there was no context for me to explain it to my audience. But when you say, Doug, the time is coming, we won't be able to trust your eyes or trust your ears, both to what you see and hear, I would say that's a pretty cool description of the time we are now. Then who do we trust? How do we know? What's our reference point for truth when everything in the press, the vomitorium, and by the way, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to change it from vomit to the other end. I'm going to call it the toilet paper residue press. How's that for being kind?
No, that is too kind. But let me ask this, just to be clear, and I'm kind of anticipating perhaps audience questions. For example, when we opened up in the acknowledgement that, yes, we have, I think you said non-human, essentially non-human bodies, okay, that accompanied the craft. are we talking only, okay, in terms of extraterrestrials, they're not members, you know, residents of some other planet. They are gods, they're the fallen angels. They're the demonic.
Let me stop you there, because you
help me.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
Help me.
Excuse me. What we're talking about is there's basically a war going on even within Christendom. Okay. My antagonists, and maybe they're right and I'm wrong, then let them build the case. The bottom line is they think there are billions and billions of planets with billions and billions of life forms. Right. Okay. If that's true, then what we're dealing with on Earth is, in essence, a prison planet. And for the record, there's a scripture in Obadiah talking about, though you set your nest amongst the stars, yet will I bring you down. Nest amongst the stars, God knows every single star by name. That's pretty impressive. So the group on the left, pun intended, is, you know, they're there. There's all these kinds of alien species. I used to believe that, but I don't anymore, because the question that I'm trying to answer, when we think of angels, we think of an innumerable number of angels. The Bible has a lot to say about it. They're ministering spirits. Michael and Gabriel are archangels. They're given authority and dominion. But if that's the case, then we have in the Bible, that is the case, we have in the Bible a limited field of view of the fact that what we're dealing with on Earth are one-third of the fallen angels, trying to destroy all humanity. And Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, there would be no flesh left alive. And okay. So that means no humans. So let me once again make the distinction. Fallen angels are not demons. Fallen angels had sex with earth women, and there are even people that'll go nuts over that statement. That's the biblical teaching of the church fathers. The Catholic Church didn't want to deal with sex in that realm. You know, the bottom line is that's every mythology. And let my critics step up and show me 12. And listen, this isn't a defensive statement, but anybody can throw you know what at the wall and hope it sticks. But it isn't sticking because they got nothing to back it up except I feel, I think, but they can't say I know. So show me, you know, all the history, you know, including Manetho, that's a real person, Table of Kings, with kingship that descended from heaven, fallen angels going back 465,000 years old. Adam and Eve were created 6,000, 7,000 years ago. And yes, I do believe in Adam and Eve, but I believe that there was a world before that.
Yes.
The worlds that were that came under judgment. So fallen angels had sex with the daughters of Eve, both before the flood and after the flood, when those combined hybrid children, the giants, when they died, Goliath, for instance, or King Og of Bashan, all of the giants that lived in history, that died in history, that spirit of the combined fallen angel and human became the demons upon the earth, disembodied spirits. And I even had to, have a talk. And listen, I'm not saying that I sent my comments to Jonathan Kahn. Fallen angels are not demons. Demons are not fallen angels. But there's confusion when people confuse that. I can be 100% right on one area and totally wrong on another. But the bottom line is that the historicity, the foundation of fallen angels having fallen into impure love. You go to the book of James, and he's talking about that. You go to inserting themselves. Well, I don't mean to be, blunt, but isn't that how sex happens? You don't go handshake a giant with a beautiful woman and go, oh, there are the babies, you know? The only babies are the crybabies of contemporary times we live in my opinion, that are too lazy to go out and search these things to see if they be true or not. People would rather hang out on fecal boards. I'm trying to be nice, okay? It's getting harder. fecal boards where they ask idiot people what they think rather than do their own homework. So to set you straight, have I set you straight? Because I notice that sometimes, you know, if you don't get it right, you can't pass it on right. So have I made the distinction between fallen angels, demons, and aliens? The aliens are the genetic, I haven't gotten that far yet, the genetic manipulations of life forms that we may not even know existed in our dimension. But I will say this, Hollywood, which is tuned into the dark side, good night. Can't they drink enough blood? Can't they eat enough human flesh, which are all appetites of demons?
Now you have. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. And so again, I'm not trying to, in any way, I want to give clarity. God's word said he's not the author of confusion. And I can tell you this, that people will not receive the truth because of the ramifications of the truth, and they don't have a historic understanding, they don't have a spiritual understanding, and they won't even seek God about this, you know? They just don't seek God, and that's a problem. I have never said, take what anything I say, especially to Christians. Look, I'm willing to get in the arena. I would, and I mean that. I have been. But what I really have a hard time with is weasel words of non-committal Christians who won't even say the name of Jesus. Yet they'll talk about fairies, you know, yet they'll talk about star children. If you know who I'm talking about, then you know who I'm talking about. The bottom line is this. I'm not interested in fighting with people that don't know and can't prove, and yet they want me to prove that, oh, the alien artifacts that we found. Listen, the Mexican government is paying attention to what Jesse's found. It's the fact that they show up on eBay. I don't think I've had this chance to say this on your show, but I'll say it again. That has nothing to describe. We're talking about 2,000 plus years of, you know, 4,000 to 8,000 square miles of wherever the Mexican temples were of the Aztec, the Inca, and Maya. Obviously, that's more than 8,000 square miles. But people have the relics, but that isn't the point. They have to sell them on eBay. Guess who's helped them to establish value? Gen 6, because we've established provenance. But because some, you know, something shows up on eBay, that means our 3-4 years now and, you know, high six figures and all that stuff. See, what do the critics, what can they put up that can even challenge evidence? And by the way, all of our relics were found in the area, unearthed, not found, where Charles Rood had found over the course of his amateur archaeological investigation up to 30-some thousand artifacts that the Smithsonian sent two guys down to view the authenticity, said they were fake, and took them all. Yeah, okay. Doesn't that sound like the Grand Canyon? Flash forward to the Grand Canyon. Kincaid really exists. And here's the bottom line. How much time do we have?
We have 15 minutes.
Okay. The bottom line is I asked Science Guy today, I said, who is the final authority on what gets released in these findings that you're seeing on Capitol Hill? Who is the final authority? Who gave the word to release the F-18 fighter pilots or whatever, you know, that footage and stuff? You want to take a guess?
By the way, that's a great question, and no, I don't. Go ahead.
Well, it's the Jesuits. It is the, and I want to make sure people understand this. I'm not talking about the Catholic faith. I'm not a Catholic. I'm just saying that Francis is a Jesuit. Sosa is a Jesuit. Black Pope, white Pope, and white certainly not the color of his heart, my opinion. Even, am I right to say this? Professing Catholics call that guy the anti-Pope? Well, they're being very kind. They should be calling him the false prophet, because in essence, we've watched that entity take his absolute authority and go against the basic and foundation of the Catholic Church, i.e. the latest LGBTQ XYZ loves love. No, it isn't. But here is the point I'm trying to make. They are the final authority. If I were to ask the average viewer to your show, and by the way, I know from multiple sources what I'm going to say next is true. Would you be surprised if I told you the ancient Egyptians 5,000 years ago had a treaty with the aliens?
Based on what I know, no.
Okay.
No.
Would you be surprised that since the 1600s, the Catholic Church has a treaty, secret treaty with the aliens?
Same answer. No.
Yep. And so you get right down to Eisenhower. You get, and Laura Eisenhower, I think, is Eisenhower's granddaughter.
That's
it. And I could be wrong on, I don't know, great-granddaughter. But what I want people to understand is this. When the U.S. gave away the authority to abduct humans and for an experimentation, that the aliens had to give them the names of who they abducted. And I'm telling people this, that all of the Catholic, control is focused on Mount Graham and the Lucifer device. And Eric, can you pull up the definition of the Lucifer device so I can explain it to what people are at Lucifer device, Mount Graham? Of all the names they could have named, Mount Graham, by the way, is one of the, and Tom Horn, and bless Chris Putnam's heart, they did an extraordinary job of Exo-Vaticana. Doug, when I made the statement on your show, whenever that was, how many years ago, that the Pope Francis had showed up at Mount Graham, Arizona, secretly, and people say, oh, that would never happen. He could never sneak in there. Well, not by normal means, but I even had a restaurant guy contact me either directly or through someone else telling me, that's true, Steve. He came into our restaurant, and man, his guards were there and everything. They checked the food. They watched the food. So what I'm saying is this, is that both Pope Francis and Arturo Sosa have been to Mount Graham. The Lucifer telescope, which is a large binocular infrared telescope, can see in the invisible light spectrum, okay? You've got infrared on one end of the spectrum, ultraviolet on the other end of the spectrum. And is what they're looking for is not what most people think. And I'll go into both what they're looking for and what they found, and even the statement. And if we can get the definition of it, I would really appreciate it, because I can't remember it. But it's light, you know, it's Lucifer. What does Lucifer stand
large
for?
Large binocular telescope, near infrared utility with camera and integral field unit for extragalactic research.
Thank you.
Say that five times. Go ahead.
Brother, I'm having a hard time saying it one time. Thank you for saying it for me. The fact that it's infrared, the fact that it's a binocular telescope, the fact that both the Black Pope and let's just call the White Pope or the regular Pope, and I mean no disrespect to Catholics, I mean ultimate disrespect to those two. They're both Jesuits. Again, first time in history. So what's happening is that there seems something, that there's a gag order on the world. Now, back to Mount Graham. Mount Graham is considered one of the most sacred, you ready for this, Doug? Stargates in the world. Stargates.
And you might want to explain to people what a Stargate is, if you want.
Stargate can be a traversable wormhole. And a Stargate just means you can go between dimensions or great distances, take a piece of paper, draw a point on one end, a point on the other, fold them, and it's folding space. So a Stargate is like an open door between either dimensions and or distances.
Thank you.
So that's the easy part. But even in the Skinwalker Ranch, which I think is one of my favorite shows, the Travis Taylor and the team that they've assembled there, is astonishing, because what they've proven with all their rockets and with all their helicopters and with all of the things they've seen, not to mention the U.S. military being really concerned on one of the most important, I know people have a hard time with this, but the most important portals in the world happens to be located over Skinwalker Ranch. And they've proven photographically and scientifically of the massive traversable wormhole. Going back to the Native American legends, the Native American spiral, the definition of skinwalkers, interdimensional beings or dimensional beings that can transform into animals, and they have all sorts. By the way, late, who was it? Cliff Mahoney. I was ready to film him, and he was going to tell. It's interesting. There's certain things, I guess, aren't to be released yet. But before he passed away, I came down with COVID, and he came down with COVID. We were setting up to do a interview, and he was going to tell me about how much human sacrifice is in Native American culture for the medicine men who can change into skinwalkers. And now Skinwalker's Ranch has just pretty much proven that in the last episode. So I happen to watch that to note details that I can compare it to. So saying all that, Doug, we're now in the point where Jesus talks that the gates of hell are going to be opening, and that in essence, he didn't say we can stop them, but they will not prevail against us. But Jesus implies that the gates of hell are not a good thing. Okay. And this is what I want people to understand. It's like, it couldn't be simpler than the words to Hotel California. Pop culture, and by the way, I'm the last guy that's an expert on pop culture, but I know the stuff that is important. Hell is a very important thing, especially you're going to end up there forever. Just like, and this is a point, I want to make this clear. Anybody who defends or anyone who is against the movie Sound of Freedom and the idea of child sex trafficking, I tell you this, that is the spirit of Antichrist. I know there are claimants on the internet. Well, it was funded by Carlos Sims. I could care less who it's funded from. What was the message? Anybody who stands against a message that is bringing child sacrificing, I believe that they have a real problem. And I would say this without apology, they are sanctioning it because they're attacking it.
Yeah, I've seen criticism, Steve, not to dwell on this, but where the end result of Sound of Freedom, one result, for example, is the optical or facial recognition of children. Okay, no. That's in my view, that's a convenient for their safety and security. When in fact, it's for nefarious reasons. But that's a convenient scapegoat, in my view. It's deeper than that. If that's your level of understanding, then you've got 1 inch deep and a mile wide understanding of all that. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I've watched the attack on Jim Caviezel. I don't believe I've ever heard. I understand he's a Catholic. That has no meaning to me. I've never understood or not understood. That's not the correct. I've never heard a better defense of Jesus Christ from a man who is in love with Jesus Christ then comes from Jim Caviezel, okay? And what's interesting, everyone, is that the attack is personally against him. He's the one, believer, I mean, I thought his portrayal of Jesus and the Passion was exemplary. That man, when he speaks, loves Jesus. And Doug, you know what's interesting to me? I even heard Ballard giving the praise to Jesus, you know, talking about miracles. What the powers of hell, that's a better way to say what I'm trying to say, would drive people that claim to be followers of Christ, taking on people who are declaring Jesus Christ and exposing $140 billion a year big business, tying it in, not all of it, but tying it into Hunter Biden, tying it into Ukraine, sex trafficking capital of the world. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there are supposed, I tell you this, I challenge anybody who, and I told one guy, you can't come at me with that stuff and expect me to have any respect for you because he's losing track. Here's the deal, Doug. God is, I could care less if people say, oh, he didn't really tell you that. Before America's destroyed by Russia, God's going to bring the sins of the leaders before the eyes of the people. Good night. You don't get any higher up in leadership than the head of the BCC, Biden crime cartel, and the sins of the people, not even caring. Christianity, stop it, Steve. The expression of Christianity in the biggest mega churches, mega box, are not even dealing with the biggest issue of our time. And I'm telling you this, if people are knocking and claiming, oh, child sex trafficking isn't that big, then, you know, join the Millstone Ministry and have one tied around your neck, because the words of Jesus are not empty words. It would be better for those people, and some of them are listening to your broadcast right now with me, to have never been born. Do you know what that's saying? Than to cause these little ones to stumble. And knowing that, to have a millstone tied around their neck, that means you can never break free and be drowning in the ocean. That's why, again, Jesse's coming on. We'll talk about the ocean, because the word sea, as S-E-A, plays such an important part in the end times. So, and we're there. So, Doug, what do the professants to Christianity even believe anymore? The separation is coming. If anybody winks at sin, they do not know the Father, and the love of the Father is not in them as expressed through Jesus Christ.
Steve,
I don't know how to say any clearer.
To answer your question real quick, it's you know, they're looking for perfection. I remember having to vet witnesses for cases, okay, for either for prosecution or for defense, whatever, and the witness may have, I mean, all of the witnesses were imperfect. It wasn't it's not about the witness. It's about the testimony of the witness in a court case. Okay, now, however, you can impeach a witness based on some bias or whatever, but that's not what these detractors are referencing. This is something totally different. It's kind of like Trump, you know. Look, the guy's totally very imperfect, and he's done stuff, as we all have. But so they're looking for the, in my view, they're looking for the impossible. You know, what you're saying, people are looking for the impossible. And I think that's almost like a defense mechanism, Steve. At least in my particular perception, that's a defense mechanism, because they don't want to believe what's before their eyes. Go ahead.
Yeah, to the skeptic, no amount of evidence is never sufficient. To the believer, no amount of evidence is not necessary. And it's not to say that faith is blind, but it is to say this: the just shall live by faith, not by questioning everything. Doug, I think you said it. I think you said it really well. We're at the point, and this is something I want to share again. Go back to what I said. When you see something and it doesn't feel right, especially ladies who you're given the gift of intuition, not suspicion, intuition. When it doesn't feel right, when people talk about their spidey senses, immediately take it to the Lord Jesus in prayer. And this is, look, Doug, we're at the time where almost, I don't know what else needs to happen that's going to get people's attention than what we're watching in the world. How much time do we have?
We've got about a minute and a half.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, and I want everyone to understand this, Russia demonstrated to the world, this is unrelated but very important, that their warheads can be changed, their course. They can go 180 degrees in reverse. We, the people in the United States, don't understand what Russia just demonstrated. They're trying to get, this isn't a pro-Russia statement, it's sanity. We have no way to intercept their hypersonic missiles. We have no technology to counter their electronic countermeasures. They have full spectrum dominance. That means they, when they switch it on, all of our smart weapons go dead and down. The fact that they have achieved hypersonic strategic nuclear weapons, strategic, not just tactical, It's their last demonstration. They really do have the technology, yet our government wants to sacrifice 250 million American lives an initiatory first strike on Russia with nuclear weapons. Never happened. CONUS, continental United States, will be attacked the minute we launch one nuclear weapon into Russian territory. Only insane, demonically possessed and infestation politics would want to kill 250 million Americans.
And that's where we're at. That's what you've been saying. And now it's kind of, not kind of, it's all coming out in the open. Everything that you've said in the past is coming to pass. Thank you, Steve. Wow.
Hi, Doug.
It's seriously, great, great program, great information. Make sure you get more through private briefings. Go to stevequayle.com. Thank you, Steve.